Hello and welcome to Love My Poland, and welcome to my favorite patch of forest right on the border between Silesia and Łódź Voivodeships. There's also the forest close to where I live. And today I'm out looking for one kind of mushroom and one mushroom only, and that is the parasol mushroom or the kania. And this is interesting, I've never found one growing right out of a wood stump before. Well, in today's episode, I'm going to show you what Polish people do with this amazing mushroom. When I saw it for the first time, I couldn't believe it, and then I tried it, and it's so delicious. It's all coming up right after this. Now, the parasol mushroom is a delicious one, but Polish people will quickly point out to you how dangerous this one is because it's similar to one of the most dangerous mushrooms in the world, called in English the death cap, or in Polish, the muchomor sromotnikowy. Sromotnikowy, it's hard to say that one. This particular mushroom has a lot of the same features. It's got on the top of it kind of a flat top as well. It is a type of toadstool, in fact. It's got some of the similar brown scaling and a ring around the stipe or the stem, so it can be easily confused. It's best to avoid it if you're not 100% sure. And once you are able to accurately identify this parasol mushroom, you can kind of sit back and admire the beauty of it. When it's a baby, it starts out with this kind of bulb top to it, and over the aging process, it fans out to give that kind of parasol look as it is. It's a perfectly named mushroom in English. So we're going to now take this one. I'm going to cut it at the stem. We're going to take it home right now, and this is what Polish people do with it. They cook it up. They fry it up like a chicken fried steak, like some kind of fried cutlet. It's amazing. It's coming up. I'm going to go step by step how it's done, and we're going to eat it. Let's go. So I'm back here for my little forest trip. I've got four delicious parasol mushrooms I'm going to cook up today for you. And I've cleaned them up a bit already. I put a little bit of water on top, not too much. We don't want them to get soaking with water. And I've cleaned any debris off the top and underneath. And we're going to proceed with cooking. But before I get to cooking, I always like to take one of these parasol mushrooms, and the best part of it is the smell. The smell of this mushroom, I mean, if you just go by smell alone, you can't make a mistake. This smells like mushroom heaven. It is so good. You can just break off a little piece and give it a whiff. Delicious. I cannot wait to eat this bad boy right here. Now, to begin with today, this recipe varies a lot throughout the country. 38 million people, and there are probably 38 million ways to prepare it. This is my mother-in-law's way of doing it. I love it this way, and when I love something, I really don't feel like changing it too much. We're gonna start off today by taking one of these mushrooms and dipping it in 3.2% milk. It's gotta be that way. So let's start off and take, this one here to my right. This is a good one to start off with. According to my mother-in-law's recipe, the mushroom should soak up the milk, and what's more, the milk acts as an additional step of really cleaning the mushroom. We'll leave that mushroom in here for 10 minutes, and during those 10 minutes, we'll flip it to make sure the milk really gets to the mushroom. Okay, 10 minutes is up, so let's now take the mushroom out of the milk and move it right over to the beaten egg we have here. I've beaten one egg and given it a good mix, along with a dash of salt and, highly important, ground garlic. Some people like a lot of pepper, but not me. I want that hit of delicious mushroomy taste. Give it a good mixing, and we will now coat both sides of the mushroom thoroughly. The next step is the breadcrumbs, or the bułka tarta in Polish. So many delicious dishes in Poland use breadcrumbs. Breadcrumbs and I have become really good friends over the years. I like my parasol mushrooms to be heavily coated with the breadcrumbs, so I will give it a couple of flips to cover each side. Okay, we're in the kitchen now, and we are ready to fry up our parasol mushroom. And I can't forget to mention how in love I am with peanut oil. The peanut oil for frying has to have that peanut fragrance to it, and some of the best peanut oil can be found at Aldi stores. Any other oil just isn't the same. We'll heat the frying pan to medium heat, and we'll give each side of the mushroom a good sauté for about a minute to a minute and a half on each side. Then we'll flip it. We want that golden brown appearance on top and bottom here. You have to just kind of feel when it's ready. Now that it's just right, it's perfect, let's transfer it straight to the plate and give it a taste test. You know, I really enjoy cutting into the hard, crispy shell and seeing those steamy, hot, mushroomy insides. Just love it. Let's taste it. It's so good. And no other mushroom compares to the taste of the kania, or the parasol mushroom. Yummy. Well, this really was a fun little video to make. They really are delicious. If you've never tried a parasol mushroom fried up like a chicken fried steak or a fried cutlet, you have to. This is something that you need to put on your list of things to do in life. If you have not subscribed to my channel already, go ahead and click the button on the parasol mushroom right here so you don't miss out on all the good things that are on the way. Thank you for watching. Have a pleasant day.